A New York Police Department detective could be out of a job after he fell in love with a stripper. This sounds like one of those, maybe a Tarantino-esque movie or something. It's the tale, the sad tale of 37-year-old Ryan Olson. Now, of course, everyone is due a day in court, and these are all allegations. But we do know that Ryan has been on the force for 15 years, currently working in the warrant section, tracking down people and serving warrants. It appears Ryan has fallen under the spell of one of the dancers at the Carousel Lounge in Huntington Station.
Was he investigating there, you say, or is he just there?
I think he was just there in his off time.
I see.
Off-duty hours.
You know, this does have. We have DJs who have fallen in love with.
It happens.
It happens, yeah.
You see, because they spend so much time with you there, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, you meet, they seem so genuine. They ask how mm-hmm. your life is. And then it's like, hey, can I get a dance? Get a few dances.
For years when I was single, I asked every single waitress at Outback Steakhouse out after, because I felt like, they always sat next to me.
Yeah, when mm-hmm. they took your order.
Yeah.
Supposed to increase tips.
Oftentimes I'd go alone or with the, you know.
I believe you're the reason they single-handedly changed that policy.
Yeah. My picture's up in every single album.
Do not sit next to this man.
We can no longer sit down. This guy ruined it.
Do not call this guy sweetie.
I always felt like they were really into me. You know?
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for letting me sit next to you. Gosh, I'm tired. Oh, yeah, no problem.
And they're always bringing me blooming onions and
stuff.
Yeah,
that brown bread with a knife jabbed into it.
Yes. Yeah.
I just really felt like they were into me. And mostly they were scared of me, mm-hmm. and especially at the end of the night when I would always ask them out or leave them a note on the receipt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at the clubs, they really want you to keep buying dances, so that's why they keep talking to you.
Of course.
And at the end of the night, you know, they're like, bye, sweetie. That's it. It's over.
Yep.
I know.
You're the ATM, and the ATM's out of cash.
Now, of course, you have your regulars. As you know, I've spent some time in these clubs, and believe me, you know, someone will spot a regular come in, and they'll... If they're just with a average patron, it's like, see ya.
Oh, really?
My regular's here.
Oh, yeah. Really?
For the high roller?
Oh, absolutely. Because you know the regular's going to spend money. And, the dancers would get mad if you, you know.
You took their guy?
Exactly. If somebody was talking.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's Crystal's guy?
A few times where it'll be like, that dancer will be on the stage dancing and another girl will come up to talk to their regular, and you'll see her on stage just dead-eyeing her, like, don't you?
Okay. Hands off,
oh,
sister.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Of course, I was backstage, so I'd hear them come off stage, and they'd be like, she knows. She knows who that is. She knows what she's doing, getting dressed real fast.
Glitter flying everywhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's always been impressive to me how quickly a dancer can go, you know, out on stage and smile, dance, look seductive, and come off stage and be like, I swear I will smack a bitch. and get dressed as quick as I can and be like, she knows. She knows.
You've opened my
underworld.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You've worked these clubs. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So the cop falls in love.
Yeah, he's fallen in love. And it sounds like something out of a movie. He's fallen in love with a woman named Bambi. Now, of course, that's probably not her real name. I'm guessing that's her dancer name. But on the 19th of September, Ryan was caught on camera hanging around the parking lot of the strip club at 3 in the morning. I'm guessing they'd had last call. The ladies are taking off their lotion. They're scraping off the glitter for the night, going back home. Ryan, one of the other dancers, was in her car smoking a blunt, which I believe is semi-legal in New York.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely New York City. I've smelled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was smoking a blunt in her car, and Ryan asked the other dancer, when's Bambi coming out? And she said, I don't know. And he said, well, can you text her? She said, no, I don't want to text her. Either she sensed that there was something wrong between these people or who knows what, but she did not want to give up her friend. So at that point, Ryan, the cop, lifted up his shirt to display the pistol in his waistband and said, you ever been shot?
Ooh.
This terrified the unnamed dancer who floored it, got out of the out of the parking lot. The manager at that point scared the cop away. When the real cops got there, when the beat cops got there, they're from Suffolk County. He said, I know who the guy is. He gave us his ID when he checked in the club. I mean, they check IDs and maybe they take photographs. I don't know.
Well, he's definitely going to be losing his job over that.
It does appear. He's pleaded not guilty to menacing with a gun. Side note, Ryan has had 23 misconduct allegations filed against him.
It's bad. Polly girl Cassie on the strip clubs. Go ahead.
Hey guys, yeah. So I've been blacklisted from one place ever in my entire life, and that was Crispy's Cabaret in Greensboro. And the reason I was blacklisted, I used to go there, you know, once every month, twice maybe, and for about a year. And the girls would kind of just come over and start talking with me, not like requesting dances, but they would literally just kind of hang out after their set because I would talk to them. And they decided I was too much, I guess management decided I was too much of a distraction. So they literally banned me from going to Christmas Cabaret.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. Well, who got the last laugh now?
Exactly.
They're out of business.
They're completely out of business. That's right. Has anything gone into that building over there?
I don't like you don't know. Well played, though.
Golly, is that place still empty?